For WMRA News, I'm Christopher Correa, filling in for Bob Levicky. A roadside zoo is shut down. The Crime Commission ponders gun violence solutions. And political candidates have a few things in common. This is the WMRA Daily for Monday, August 19th, 2019. More than 100 animals, including water buffalo, tigers, and lions, have been seized from a roadside zoo in Winchester with a history of complaints. The Virginia Attorney General's office said it joined with state and local authorities to carry out the seizures Thursday and Friday to investigate animal cruelty allegations at Wilson's Wild Animal Park. A search warrant shows nearly 120 animals were seized, including parrots, 6 camels, 36 goats, and 2 capuchin monkeys. Michael Kelly, spokesman for Attorney General Mark Herring, said animal control and animal rescue organizations are caring for the animals pending an August 29th court hearing. Federal inspectors have cited the zoo multiple times for violations. The zoo's website says it's closed until further notice. A zoo spokeswoman did not return messages Friday. Members of Virginia's Crime Commission meet in Richmond this week to consider ways to reduce gun violence. Mallory Nopain has a preview.
When lawmakers adjourned a special session on gun control earlier this summer, they didn't pass anything. Instead, they turned to the State Crime Commission to take up the topic. The commission is a bipartisan group of lawmakers, although there are more Republicans, and gubernatorial appointees. In the past, they've helped craft solutions to thorny criminal justice issues. But this time around, they've been given a broad mandate. On Monday, the commission will hear from experts. They'll get an overview of federal gun laws, gun violence in Virginia, and what policies research shows reduces gun murders. Then Tuesday, they'll hear public comment, plus specifics on bills that lawmakers want to consider. They aren't expected to vote on any recommendations, just take in the information before they suggest any next steps. I'm Mallory Nopain.
Attorney General Mark Herring says heavily armed private militias could be in violation of state law if they mimic police functions like crowd control. A Democratic lawmaker asked Herring for the advisory opinion because she said private militia members intimidated gun control supporters at a recent legislative session. Gun laws have become a top issue in Virginia after a mass shooting earlier this year in Virginia Beach. Gun rights advocate Philip Van Cleve said Herring's advisory opinion unfairly villainized legal gun owners. Virginia officials are discussing ways to improve reliable internet service in rural areas. The Daily Progress reports that U.S. Representative Abigail Spanberger hosted a rural broadband summit on Saturday at Louisa County High School in Mineral. The goal was to discuss initiatives to bring internet access to rural communities. The Federal Communications Commission sets the benchmark for internet reliability at 25 megabytes per second for downloads and 3 megabytes per second for uploads. Statewide, 97% of urban areas have access to internet speeds that meet the federal benchmarks, compared to 71% in rural areas. And finally today, who are the people running against all those incumbent members of the Virginia General Assembly this year? And just how rich are they? Michael Pope reports.
Running for office isn't for the faint of heart, and it's not cheap either. According to an analysis of personal financial disclosure forms conducted by the Virginia Public Access Project, about a third or more of candidates who are challenging incumbents are business owners or rental property owners or people who have essentially no debt. Quentin Kidd of Christopher Newport University says if they get elected, they'll need to play hooky from work for 2 months out of the year.
There's a reason we don't have a lot of shipyard workers or school teachers or you know, other people like that in the General Assembly, because why, they have to actually be clocked in at the shipyard working, or they've got to be in front of the students in the classroom.
Frank Shafroth at George Mason University says the allure of running for office is attractive to a certain kind of person in Virginia.
They tend to have college educations and postgraduate educations. I think a good percentage of them feel they owe a debt back to the country that served them so well.
In many cases, candidates who are running uphill campaigns against safe incumbents are real estate agents or lawyers, where even a losing campaign might give them some name recognition in the district. I'm Michael Pope.
And I'm Christopher Correa. Thanks for listening, and enjoy your Monday.